This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web's hit music station is Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show, and joining me over the phone is Anthony and Stacy Locascio. They are the authors of a brand new food book that is helping people become healthy. Anthony and Stacy, thanks so much for joining me here on the show.
Hey, how you doing, Zach? Thanks for having us.
Anytime. So tell me about the brand new book and what it's all about.
Well, you know, actually, it has a subtitle, and those called Food is a Prescription, and some people consider this healthy. It's really about helping people on a journey if they have to have a gluten-free, soy-free, corn-free, or dairy-free type diet. You know, what that exists, what your life looks like, you know, how to manage that, and how to make that an easy transition instead of a difficult one or a struggle.
But you could even take the principles that we lay out in the book and apply them to other things. We have some friends who recently found out that they're diabetic, and they were taking some of the things that we laid out in the book and applying them to what works for them.
Wow, that is awesome. Well, you know, so tell me more about the book. You know, what can people actually grab from the book when they're reading it?
Well, you know, like Stacy was saying, there's a couple of things in there. We address stuff like mindset, how to be successful and how to empower yourself. We address things like, you know, people talk about, well, I can't eat this or I can't eat that. You know, we talk about, well, what can you eat? Make a list of the things that you can eat when you find that you have to change your diet instead of focusing on the things that you can't eat, or trying to replace things you lost. Instead of trying to replace things you lost, find new things to love. And this happened to me into my 40s that I changed my diet. So one of the things that I didn't know how much I liked was dill. I was like dill pickles, but I didn't realize how many other ways I could apply it in my wife Stacy here, the co-author of the book, loves that spice. So
it was a new spice to me.
So you know, like just look at it. If you look at it from a positive attitude, you'll have a positive experience. But we give you tips and tricks in there. Like we teach you about using a food cart or about using a food bag.
Yeah. And how to go out to restaurants.
Yeah, how to go on vacation.
On cruises, yeah. How to go to resorts, what you need to do ahead of time.
Yeah, and I think the best part is it's all encompassed in like 72 pages. So it's not overwhelming, it's not overbearing. If you found out in the morning that you had to change your diet and you were kind of freaked out and you discovered this book at lunch, you could sit there and read it in enough time to get home, you know, do your shopping list and lay down that night and feel good about your situation rather than stressed about it.
And I think a lot of people also are struggling, you know, when they go out to eat with their friends and they're trying to figure out what is like what I can eat, you know, even if I have some type of gluten-free, you know, if I need to be gluten-free, if I need to be, you know, avoiding a certain type of product, you know, I think people mostly have struggles with that when they're out eating because they don't have control over what they can eat.
See, now you just said the magic word there. They don't have control over what they eat, but they could have control over where they go. So that's one of the specific things we address in the book is how to find places to eat. And knowing that if you want to go out to eat with your friends, take on the responsibility of finding the place. Or if you're not going to take on that responsibility, take on the responsibility of asking where you're going and calling ahead and checking on it for yourself. If there's nothing there that you could eat, alert your friends and maybe suggest two or three other places that you checked out. Or just know that you have to bring something with you, hashtag food bag, so that you can either eat ahead of time or, you know, have a little snack before you go in or something when you come out. So you could still be there for the experience, but you have a plan knowing that that place can't feed you. You know, you're like, you just have to think ahead now.
Now, I know, you know, it's obviously not a weight loss book, but it's, you know, more of a way of trying to understand better how to guide your way through food and life in a sense. But, you know, have you seen results from people who've read this book and lost weight?
You know, actually, it happened to me. I mean, sure, I wrote it, but I lost 35 pounds when I cut out gluten and dairy. And we have had other, you'll see it all the time. It's not just people who read our book. Anyone who decides to take gluten out, it's a carb.
Carbs help put weight on.
And some people don't respond well to gluten. So you have a combination of weight and bloating. And if you remove that thing, for some people it's weight, but for some people it's weight and bloating. For me, it was weight and bloating. But I think that a lot of people will, experience weight loss from eating a gluten-free diet and dairy-free diet.
I was going to ask Stacy, you know, because I mean, we kind of heard from you how it kind of helped you, Anthony. But Stacy, has it helped you in your life?
Well, I kind of found this because I was diagnosed with some autoimmune complications. And thankfully, I had a rheumatologist that wasn't from this country. And she originally suggested what's called the blood type diet. And that sort of sent me on this journey to where I am now, seeking alternative type of solutions focused on food instead of medication, instead of like, you know, prescription
using
drugs.
Pills and stuff like that and all that.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, because those typically, terrible or not, you know, I mean, aside from judging it, it's a Band-Aid. It's a Band-Aid, you know, and we don't want Band-Aids. We want to get to the root problem and find, you know, sustainable solutions.
100%. No, and I completely agree. It's definitely a struggle for people who out there who are trying to lose weight or they're trying to, you know, trying to find a way to get around their issues, you know, in their dietary life and trying to, you know, basically navigate it.
Yeah. You know, one of the hardest parts of changing to this diet was I had a lot of food around me that wasn't good for me anymore. And I didn't know what to do with it. And at one point I even write about this in the book. I say I was going to give it to my parents, but then I was like, I feel like I'm poisoning them now because now I know things about food that I didn't know before. And I was like, okay, well, I'll give it to a food bank or something because, you know, at least those people are hungry and they, you know, they just need to eat. And then I realized, well, a lot of it's open. It's almost all open. You can't give open food to a food bank. So I had to throw food away. And I was taught never to do that.
Yeah.
So that was a struggle for me. But once I did it and I like released that from me, I don't even know why I connected those two things. But once I did it and I was able to get past that, a lot of it came easy after that. So that was a hardship that I was able to tackle. And then once I got over that hill, the other side was nice and easy after that. Some certain things came easy after that, tackling that particular hardship.
Yeah, I think for me it was making sure I had my mind right as far as knowing how you feel when you eat certain foods. And do you want to feel like that?
Yeah,
or no, not?
100%.
Had to start thinking of them as poison. And I remember early on after I met Anthony, he used to like joke, but also kind of be serious about, oh no, that'll kill her. You know, obviously it won't kill me, but it, you know, people don't understand the severity of what it actually does to a person.
Sure.
So they can't really conceptually understand why you can't have it.
Yeah, it's not like anaphylaxis. You won't see the results of quote unquote poisoning someone if you give them gluten right there in the moment necessarily.
Yeah, we did actually accidentally get soyed once and I was immediately out of my chair and ran to the bathroom.
Oh geez, that is the worst.
Yes.
Oh yeah, and then following that my skin started behaving very poorly and I was getting, just open source.
My God, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys wrote this book, you know, and it definitely helps other people who are kind of going through the same issues where they have this kind of dietary restriction, you know, or they're just trying to find a better way to go about life with food. And, you know, and it's pretty cool that you guys are actually doing that, you know. Where can people pick up the book?
Hey, you know, you can come to our website, foodasaprescription.com, or you can also grab it on Amazon. You could grab it. It's an ebook. You could grab it on Barnes & Noble. Pretty much anywhere books are available. So, and I like to tell people it's got an ISBN number, like any book, like any regular book, right? So if you want to go buy it at your mom and pop shop, wherever you live in the world, you can go in there, get the ISBN number offline, give it to them. They can order it and you could buy it in your local mom and pop shop. It's accessible wherever you would like to grab it.
Yes, definitely. Shop local for sure. 100%. I agree with you. Well, thank you so much, Anthony and Stacy. Seriously, it was a pleasure talking to you. The book, again, is called Food as a Prescription, and we can't wait to read it, and I can't wait to share with the world.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Hey, thank you for giving us people like us a platform to get word out. You're doing a good service to society.
Anytime. I'm glad to help. But anyway, it is the Webster Music Station, Z Radio Live. We'll be back in a few moments here with the Zach Feldman Show.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.